But history now calls on us to remobilize nationwide activism for voting rights reforms and the candidates who support them. Let's not be distracted by ploys calculated to divide Americans, like the controversy about critical race theory. It's a mistake to get bogged down in debates about academic terminology, but it's important that American children are taught truthful history. The struggle for racial justice runs through American history from the very beginning on down to today. Racial injustice and discrimination are still a reality throughout our society. To pretend otherwise is beyond dishonest. Truthful history is an important step toward creating a nation in which people of all races live together with mutual respect, fairness, and a shared prosperity. Let that be our platinum standard when we go to the polls this year. But activism also requires that we keep in contact with our elected officials and make sure that they support human rights, social justice, and economic opportunity in all of their votes. Electing the right people is only half the battle. We have to stay on our elected officials and let them know we expect them to protect democracy and freedom. If we truly want to fulfill Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream, all of us must serve our communities as champions of brotherhood and sisterhood, which transcends race, religion, ethnicity, gender, age, and all other demographic boundaries. Fulfilling the dream will require bridging the gaps between the haves and the have-nots with real opportunities, regardless of their race. It's about creating more hope for the forgotten, disadvantaged, and marginalized citizens of our communities, regardless of their race. It means creating a society that eliminates barriers, physical and psychological, for people with disabilities. It's about reaching out not just to punish those who've been convicted of crimes, but also to rehabilitate and help empower them to become productive citizens who can make a contribution. It's about building bridges of greater mutual understanding, cooperation, and hope across the gulfs of suspicion and distrust that divide our communities. It's about healing the wounds of history with the light of truth and compassion. It requires lifting up the values of dignity, respect, and goodwill for all people. Again, regardless of their race, religion, ethnicity, gender, sexual orientation, age, physical or mental disability. It's about speaking out against bigotry whenever it emerges. It means working together to create communities which have no barriers between black, white, red, brown, and yellow. When we make this simple commitment, our lives will grow in meaning, purpose, and nobility. Some may say this is a utopian ideal, but there were those who said the same thing about the idea of America in 1776. There were those who said the same thing about ending slavery in the 19th century. And there were those who said the same thing about eradicating racial segregation in the 50s and 60s. And I can remember some folks saying not too long ago that we'll never have a black president. You see, every person can become a leader for the betterment of our society and for humanity. One of the most important things to understand about leadership is that it does not mean you have to be a famous person in the newspaper or on TV. Instead, leadership means you step up to make a better world. It doesn't matter what kind of job you have. You can be a lawyer or a farmer or a teacher, a student or an auto mechanic or an accountant and still be a leader. Somebody who inspires people with your integrity, courage, and vision. Get the best education you can for your chosen field, but also work on your inner strength. Make yourself into a person of conscience, compassion, and courage. Educate yourselves about the power of nonviolence, because nonviolence was the key to all of the victories of the modern American civil rights movement. Everything that my father achieved as a civil rights leader, he credited to the unique power of nonviolence. In less than 13 years, the nonviolent civil rights movement he led won landmark reforms, including the Civil Rights Act of 1964, the Voting Rights Act of 1965, fair housing legislation in 1968, victories that previous centuries had failed to win. The genius of the civil rights movement is that it compelled reform, but did it in a way that won the hearts and minds of millions of average citizens of all races, and eventually even many of its opponents. By rejecting violence, it appealed to the essential decency that resides in most people. This empowering principle of nonviolence is still key to the successful protests. If you learn to tap the power of nonviolence in your personal lives, it will also give you an advantage in dealing with conflicts and disputes as you grow older. Make a firm commitment to nonviolence. That's the only way to earn and keep the respect and support of the community. My dad once explained how nonviolence worked. As he said, the nonviolent approach does something to the hearts and souls of those committed to it. It gives them new self-respect. It calls up resources of strength and courage that they did not know they had. Finally, it so stirs the conscience of the opponent that reconciliation becomes a reality. Young people like you are the hope of the future. Remember, every great leader, including Martin Luther King Jr., was once a young person who had doubts about what he or she could do. But they persevered with courage. Be courageous. Don't let anybody make you feel like there's nothing you can do. There's a lot that you can do if you make the effort. Be guided by your dreams, not distracted by your fears. Make your voice, your deeds, and indeed your life a force that affirms the unity of all people. If you can make this simple commitment, your life will grow in meaning, purpose, and nobility. The tragic riot in the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, the deteriorating relationships between police and citizens in our communities, and the deepening polarization in our society indicates that we have plenty of work to do here at home before we can meet this challenge. Let us all work together in nonviolent movements for needed reforms, like health security that covers every person and every illness, better educational opportunities, employment, job training and childcare for working parents, and protecting our environment. And so I would challenge all those who seek to fulfill the dream to come forward and lead us to a better society where the basic needs of a decent home, proper nourishment, and quality health care are secured for every American. It's important to dream because we need a vision for a better future. But there comes a time when we have to rise up from the dreaming and get about the work of fulfilling the dream. Today, I want to challenge the students of Siena College to choose the higher, more courageous calling of creative activism. Students of Siena College, this is your time. Arise and answer the call, just as an earlier generation of young people rose up, answered the call of history, and helped to win the historic victories of the civil rights movement. The torch of leadership is being passed to your generation, and the world is counting on you to light the way forward to a brighter future, because your leadership is urgently needed to guide our world to a greater destiny. Rise up and take a stand against poverty, racism, war, and violence. Rise up with an unwavering determination to reclaim our environment from the ravages of industrial pollution. Rise up and lead nonviolent movements to feed the hungry. Rise up and use your economic power to support a culture of nonviolence. Rise up and work for peace, dignity, and human rights for all people in every nation. Rise up in a vibrant spirit of justice, compassion, and love, united and determined to create a better America and world where people of all races, religions, and nations can live together as sisters and brothers in peace and harmony.